Haskell, brother and sister. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. December 5th, 1898. Dear brother and sister Haskell, never did I see as now the necessity of thorough sanctification to God. We teach the truth, but do we practice the truth as the Word of God eaten by us? Do we drink in its rich current of love? Do we practice the Word of God in seeking for that perfect unity that should exist? Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is truth. John 17, verse 17. We must have a deeper experience which will lead us to let go of self and hold fast to Jesus Christ. If we keep so firm hold of self, then we cannot possibly get hold of Christ. Let us now, who believe that the end of all things is at hand, seek the Lord most earnestly. It is no time to be depressed. There is no safety at all in trusting self. We must educate our souls to trust in God. I see that Satan will contest every step of progress we may make. There is no safety for us only to walk with our hand in the hand of Jesus Christ. The foot will sometimes slip upon the supposed safest path. But the only safe path is to be sure we love God supremely and our neighbor as ourself. Not one thread of selfishness must we draw into the fabric of character we are weaving. So go on without fear. We must know that an almighty hand will hold us up, and an infinite humanity in Christ pities us. But do not let us pity ourselves, because it is not the thing to do. It is not enough for us to have faith in law and force, things which have no pity and never hear the cry for help. We want to clasp a hand that is warm and trust in a heart that is full of love and tenderness. We are never to feel that there is no danger. I have a large experience, I shall never fall. The wisest, God permits to be brought into circumstances to reveal their human weakness. We shall meet with obstacles all along the path heavenward. But if we abide in Christ, self will not appear in so many ways. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, abounding therein. Colossians 2, verse 6, 7. Through faith we receive the Lord Jesus. Through faith we are united to him. Through faith we are rooted and established in him. We are united with Christ. We are not to leave our first love. He will each day do for us who are repenting, believing sinners, just as much as he did when we surrendered our hearts to Jesus. Now we are to cultivate the life of faith in Christ Jesus. That love that he has manifested for us is to be an increasing love. Self must die. We find this is hard, for self dies hard. It is not our work to uphold self, for without me ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. The life of grace is always a life of faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Had you not, my brother, looked to the source of your strength and take Christ at his word? Feeling is nothing. Praise of man, either good or bad, is nothing. Whatever men say or think of me, it cannot make me white or black. I am not changed in character at all by what others think of me. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of my faith, guilt in the past he has forgiven, saying the words in faith, I am in Christ, he is the parent stock. According to my faith, I unite myself to the parent stock, the living vine. The parent stock which bears me, not I, the stock. All things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9, verse 23. We need not try to lead ourselves, but be led, be guided, be sanctified through the truth. We want now, just now, to surrender self and all its worries and all its perplexity. If we live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, we are possessing the richest grace mortals can have. If we look on the dark side and talk unbelief, we shall have a plenty of that commodity. But throw this rubbish overboard and take the oars of faith and row for your life. Do not think of self, but of Jesus Christ. Draw nigh to God. James 4, verse 8. Then you will draw nigh to one another. You will love your brethren and consider that Jesus intercedes for the erring souls. You need not be surprised if you have not everything pleasant in your journey heavenward. There is no use in looking to our own defects, but looking unto Jesus. The darkness passes away, and the true light shineth. Go forth daily, trusting, expressing the prayer of David. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. Psalm 17, verse 5. All the paths of life are beset with peril, but we are completely safe if we go where the Master leads the way, and trust in Him whose voice we hear saying, "Follow me." He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8, verse 12. Let your heart repose in His love. We need sanctification of body and spirit. This we must seek for.
I feel sorry indeed that you have no more helpers. But in every emergency, the call of the hour is answered by the coming of the man. It may not be just after the pattern we may choose, but the Lord often puts it into the heart of the man for the emergency to respond. Here am I, send me. Isaiah 6, verse 8. He does not consult our preferences. He requires our will shall unite with His will. Now the Lord would have us all ready to be worked. We have not to say, "I cannot work with this man," but humble the heart before God. Be of courage. Trust in Him who knows just what we need. Our faith must be resurrected, self submerged in Christ Jesus, for the man that teaches the word to others, in order to accomplish the most good himself, must be the embodiment of the power and the living illustration of the principles which he sees plainly required in the word. In regard to money, it is very scarce with us now, but I expect it will improve soon. We have not seen the book Desire of Ages yet. It was sent to Melbourne. The Lord sees our situation. He knows just what we need, and I mean to trust in Him. The cross of Calvary is the precious, unchangeable testimony of the greatness of our Father's love. To reveal it to us, the Lord submitted to self-denial and sacrifice in our behalf, for the divine joy of seeking and saving the poor, stray, lost sheep. He wants to save you and me. Just believe this, and set your face like a flint against all the falsehoods and flatteries of the devil. The loneliest paths of human life are made sacred where Jesus has led the way. We must do our work purely and faithfully when there is no one in the world to say it is well done. We will have our life just that which God designs it shall be, faithful in good words spoken, in kind and thoughtful deeds done. In the expression of meekness and purity and love, we represent Christ to the world, and our own peculiar phase of character, whatever it may be, Christ can imprint His own image upon, if we will allow Him to do this. The men who are now first and foremost in the great work of saving souls are the ones whom the Lord will honor. They have wrought righteousness,
and subdued their own hearts. They have learned the sacredness of work and the joy of self-denial, and self-sacrifice brings its eternal reward. Look up, not down, for guidance and protection. You will find it.